Hi everyone, this is Lauren Alsup with Imaginal Marketing. Thanks for joining us today. Today we're going to be talking about the Love Aveda social media contest and all the promotional materials and campaign that go along with it. So we're probably going to spend about 20 minutes of just me talking, and then we'll take the last 10 minutes to answer any questions that you all have. So if you want to enter your questions in the little question box and the GoToMeeting control panel, then I'll wait and answer them all at the end, but you can type in there as we go. So we're going to go ahead and get started. So the first question is, what is the Love Aveda social media contest? And what it is a nationwide campaign and contest where your guests, your team, anyone can hashtag Love Aveda and then hashtag your individual unique salon name and add that to their photos on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And by doing that, it results in two things. First off, they get $5 towards their next service at your salon. And secondly, they're entered to win a $500 gift card to the salon that they chose to hashtag in their photo. So we'll get into the logistics and details of those two things in just a bit. But this is what the contest looks like. This is an example of one of the social media posts that we'd be using to promote the contest. And obviously the word salon name here would be replaced by your specific salon name so that you're targeting this towards your guests and their friends and their social networks. So the contest is scheduled to run from August 14th through September 30th. On September 30th is when we'll select the winner at random. And it's important that everyone sticks to those dates because it is a national contest. Everyone really needs to be running at the same time. So here's why we think you're going to love this contest and why it's going to work so great for you. First off, it's going to get guests engaged in your brand. It's going to have them sharing content with you on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. It's going to have them tagging you. It's going to have them following you. It's going to have them having a conversation with their friends and with your stylists. It's also going to help reintroduce some retail domains that maybe they're not as familiar with. So, for example, if you have a guest who's never tried Aveda makeup, she might see a photo on your Facebook page that someone else has tagged their new lip color, and she's going to want to try it. Or someone might tag their skincare routine, you know, all lined up in their bathroom at home, and someone will say, oh, what's that? I want to try it. That girl has perfect skin. You know, tell me about this. So it'll help you start that conversation about retail and help your stylist and your team have a conversation about retail with your guests and hopefully pump up those retail sales numbers. It's also going to make Aveda part of the conversation, and it's going to reaffirm your alignment with the Aveda brand because these are all Aveda products that people are tagging and because the hashtag is Love Aveda. It's also going to encourage some healthy team competition in two ways it's going to do that. First off, your whole team can compete against other salons across the country. A little friendly, healthy competition, maybe a little rivalry between salons from across the country. Try to get more Instagram likes or more Instagram posts than another salon. Get your team to rally and really show their best work and put their best foot forward so that they can compete with these other salons. And then you can also create some healthy team competition within your own salon. So maybe you want to have a contest and see which stylist can get the most number of their guests to post a photo to Instagram, or who can get the most likes, or who can get the most selfies with their guests, and have some little internal contests and talk about it in your team meetings and find ways to really rile up your team and get them involved and engaged in this contest, because the more they're engaged, the better success you're going to have. It's also going to increase your brand awareness and help you to gain social media followers across Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And the reason that that's important is because then when you run future promotions where you have a referral offer or a new client offer, you'll be reaching more people because you will have gained these followers. And you're going to introduce your brand to everyone who already likes you on these platforms. Their friends are all going to see that. They're going to see that you're tagged. They're going to click on it, and they're going to want to engage with you. Excuse me. The other reason why we think you're going to love it is because Aveda has approved it to be concept benefits eligible. So the whole cost of implementing this and promoting it, you can get back in Aveda concept benefit reimbursement, and we'll help you facilitate that process. So that's huge and important, and we really want to get a bunch of salons involved to make this successful for Aveda across the country. So I've kind of broken this down into four easy steps that'll guide you through how the contest works. So the first one is to set it up. Sounds simple, and it is. Here is step number one. All we really need to do is determine which hashtag your salon is going to use. Remember, we want it to be really unique, really specific, and special to your salon. You can't just hashtag Eden, because the word Eden is used very commonly and people might hashtag it for other reasons. But if you say Eden Salon or Eden Salon Spa, people are going to know that it's specific to you. And that's what's really important. And our team can help you figure out what the best hashtag for you will be. The second thing to determine is what you're going to offer for every entry. Is it going to be towards service? Is it going to be towards product? We're recommending that everyone is consistent across the board and that you offer guests $5 towards their next service if they complete an entry. If you want to make it more, that's great. If you want it to be towards product instead of service, because that's where you need the most help right now, then let's talk about that and strategize the best incentive for your particular salon and spa. But it's definitely recommended that everyone who enters gets some sort of reward or incentive for participating. We also want to make really sure that it's clear in the disclaimers that it's only one per person. So you don't have someone say, oh, I Instagrammed 20 times. Now I need 5 times 20, $100 gift card to your salon. Doesn't work that way. So we'll help you cover all of that and make sure that you're protected. And then the third thing you need to do to set it up is to set up the discount code LOVEAVEDA in your software to track whatever that incentive is. So if you have $5 towards service, set up the LOVEAVEDA discount code in your SalonBiz, your Millennium, whatever software you're using as $5 towards service. And if your software allows it, go ahead and set the parameters so that that discount code can only be redeemed once per guest. It's an easy way to ensure that people aren't using it more than once. So once you have that done, we move on to step two, which is to share it with your guests. And I'm going to show you a few examples of how we do that. And all of these examples are included in the promotion package that we put together. So the first thing is to make it very public on your Facebook page. We're going to do a Facebook cover photo, and we're also going to add this LOVEAVEDA contest tab to your Facebook page so that people can see all of the entries. Now, this Facebook tab is going to be a grid that shows all the entries from around the world. It's going to be anything that's tagged hashtag LOVEAVEDA. It's not going to be specific to your salon, and that's really strategic because you want people to see all the entries, and you want it to look like there are tons and tons of entries, which there will be, because that's a hashtag that's being used not just for this contest but for other purposes. Only the ones that are tagged with LOVEAVEDA and a salon name are going to be eligible for the contest. But we want to see everything that's happening and really show the whole world of Aveda to your guests who are checking out this tab on your Facebook page. It's different than just an Instagram feed because it's going to pull posts, visual posts from Facebook, from Twitter, and from Instagram and incorporate them all into this one grid on your page. The next thing that we're going to do is give you 20 Facebook posts so that you can share over the 6-week course of the contest on your Facebook page. We'll give them to you all at once so that you can schedule them out, just set it and forget it, and don't have to worry about it every day. And then we'll give you these 3 visual social media posts that you can share on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter. So it's just another way to show your guests the contest rather than just plain text. We want to be sure that it's super visual. We're also going to update the homepage of your website. Here's an example of that. And this big banner will click through to a detail page on your website that has all the information your guests will need to know and all the disclaimers to protect you and really get them engaged in the contest and give them all the FAQs that they may have. Secondly, we're going to, next, we're going to send out an e-card to your guests. This we're recommending to go out twice, once on August 18th. The contest starts on the 14th, so we want to give your team a few days to get really settled into it, engaged with it, and then send this email out to your guests. And then again on September 23rd, so 1 week before the contest ends, so we can get a good last-minute push of entries. So we're recommending that you send it twice. Sending it once is included in the package, but we can send it twice for you. You can talk to your AE about the pricing on that in different packages. We're also going to do mirror clings for all of your stylist stations. They just stick right to the mirror. It's a great way to encourage the conversation in the chair, get them talking about retail, get them talking about the contest, have people snap their photos while they're in the chair. And then if you want to decide that they can use that $5 towards their service for the service that they're in the salon for when they snap the photo, you can let them use that discount right then, or you can make them come back for another service and use it on their next visit. You're also going to get a matching point of purchase easel back display for the front desk so that your front desk team can reiterate the contest and ask people about it when they check in and when they check out. So here's a little recap of everything you're going to get as part of the contest, part of the promotional package. You get the Facebook cover photo, the contest feed, 20 Facebook posts, 3 visual posts for Facebook and Instagram, updates to your website homepage, a dedicated webpage on your site with all the details, an e-card to your guests that, again, we're recommending you send twice during the course of the 6-week contest, 25 mirror clings for your stylist stations, and 1 POP display for your front desk. So all of that's included in the bundle. Something that's not included but is really highly recommended is Facebook boosted posts. Facebook is pay to play now. It used to be that anything you shared on Facebook, everyone who was your fan would see it. So if you had a salon business page with 1,000 fans and you posted something that was really great and clever, 1,000 people would see it and, you know, 20 people would like it and some people would comment on it. Now, if you've noticed, if you're an admin on your salon's Facebook page, when you post something, even if you have 1,000 fans or 5,000 fans, maybe only 37 people see it, or, you know, some small percentage. The reason for that is that Facebook has monetized everything. It's been almost a year now that they've started doing this, where if you want to reach a large audience, you have to pay to play. You have to pay to boost those posts, and then you're able to reach more of your fans, or you're able to reach beyond that and reach friends of your fans or people with similar demographics as your fans and your followers. So it's really important that you do this, especially on a contest like this where it's completely social media driven. You need to cast as wide of a net as possible and boost the post to reach more people. Here's an example. This is a Facebook boosted post campaign we did for another project, but I wanted you to see the magnitude of the results here. If you look over on the left, the little orange hilly things, those are the reach that they got with organic posting. So you can see it was all way down there below the 1,000 range, obviously. And then as soon as they started boosting posts, the paid is the darker orange. That's the giant spike up in the big orange mountain where they reached almost 29,000 people on that one day with their paid boosted posts. This is possible for not a ton of money. So talk to your account executive at Imaginal, Kayla, Kristen, Ryan, or myself, Lauren. We can help you figure out the best formula. We want to make sure that you're reaching a ton of people so that you get a really great return on this contest and you get a ton of people participating. We're recommending that you run Facebook posts, boosted posts, or ads between September 14th and 18th. But really, I would recommend that you boost every post that has everything to do with this contest, or really pretty much every post you do on Facebook, you can do just a $5 little boost and make sure you're reaching a lot of people and that the time you're spending creating that content is really worth it because it's reaching the maximum number of people. So this is an add-on to the basic package, but something that's really highly recommended. And like I said, we can all talk to you individually about strategy for that. So step 3, now that you have this promoted and out there in the world, is to engage your team. And really, even though we start step 2 first because we have to get all that artwork ready for you, I would start engaging your team as early as possible and make it a step before the public sees it. Make sure your team knows what's going on before your guests do. So here's a couple of tips for that. First off, with your service providers, they're going to have these mirror clings on their stations. So it's an easy way for them to say, oh, hey, did you hear about our contest? I'd love to snap your photo. You should definitely enter. You can get $5 towards your service. You could win a $500 gift card. Think of all the fun you could have with that. So it's a really easy way for them to start that conversation and have it feel natural and organic. Like I said before, create some competition with other salons across the country. Get your team riled up, make them competitive. I'm sure you have some competitive people on your team. And then create some competition within the salon. So you can get the most photos of guests, the most photos with their guests, and give them some sort of little reward or incentive for going above and beyond and really driving a lot of entries to your page. And then make sure that they share from their own Instagram accounts. This is something that should come really naturally. It's actually a challenge that I hear a lot when I'm talking to salon owners about their salon's Instagram account is, my stylist posts a lot, but it's coming from them. It's not coming from us, right? I'm sure you all have that experience. And it's kind of a pain. It's a tedious little chore to log out of your own Instagram account and log into the business account and post something and then log out again and log back into your own. I know, I've done it. So this way you don't have to worry about that. Your service providers, your team, your stylists can share from their own Instagram accounts. They don't have to log in and out to your account. As long as they're hashtagging Love of Ada and hashtagging your salon specific tag, those posts will show up on your feed and they'll, you know, you'll be able to share them. You'll be able to regram them. You'll be able to share them on Facebook. So it's a good way to engage them and make it really easy on them so that it comes very naturally. Up next is how to engage your front desk. So we're going to have a point of purchase display at the front desk that will allow them to initiate that conversation with the guest the same way we just talked about having it initiated in the chair with the stylist. They can talk to them about it when they check in, when they check out. And then make sure that your front desk is trained on the discount code Love of Ada. Make sure they know that it's one use per person. The guest needs to physically come in and show them the post on their phone to get it. So it's on the guest to bring that up and to ask for the deal. But it's even better if your front desk can reach out and say, oh my gosh, I saw your post on Instagram. I loved it. Don't forget, you know, you get that $5 towards your service today. And then make sure they track the code every time so that you can really measure how many people are redeeming this. The other thing that's super important, and you can have a front desk team member do this, or you can have a salon manager or whoever you trust, to log into your accounts and to leave comments and likes on all the photos that are tagged with your name or your hashtag so that people know you appreciate what they're doing and that you've noticed their post. And here's an example on this page where, you know, I put up a picture of Smooth Infusion and Paris Parker responded, love it. So that way I know they saw what I did, they appreciate it, it's positive feedback, it's a happy two-way conversation. So it's a really important part of the process. So step four, kind of leading into what we just talked about, is to engage your followers. After you have the contest up and running, like I said, make sure it's a two-way conversation. If you log into Instagram, you'll get these little notifications where you see people mentioned you, they tagged you. You can search for your specific hashtag on Instagram and on Facebook. Make sure you like it. Make sure you love it. Make sure you leave comments everywhere and say something about what they're posting. Don't just say the same comment to everyone. Really reply to them. Make it a conversation. Here's an example where you just double tap on Instagram to like it and then make a little comment. You can also search for hashtags on Facebook. Here's how you do that in the search bar. Just put in hashtag and then whatever your unique one is. And then all the posts that are tagged that way will come up. And you can like the posts on Facebook just the way you can on Instagram. So a little recap of step four, building your followers. Make sure you search for yourself at least two or three times a week. Search for people that have tagged you by your handle and have tagged you by your hashtag. Make sure that you're liking and commenting on the photos that people are contributing. Make sure that you're doing it as your business account, not your personal account, so that it's coming from the brand and you're speaking as the brand rather than yourself. Follow people back on Instagram that are following you and that are tagging these things. Let them know you're interested in what they're doing. It's a great place to get inspiration. Your guests can be amazing inspiration when you follow them on Instagram, see what they're up to. And then something that I think would be a fun idea if you have the time is to send direct messages on Twitter and Facebook and say, hey, thanks so much for your post. I'm so happy you entered the contest. That was such a fun photo. Can't wait to see you at your next service. And don't forget, you get that $5 off. It's just a great way to, again, let them know that they're appreciated. They're going to have a warm, fuzzy feeling about it. They're going to want to encourage their friends to do it, spread the word. So just make sure that you're keeping that up. And if you need help with it, talk to us about it. We can help you set up systems to do this, or we can do it for you. So step five, which I left off of your original four steps because there's nothing for you to do on step five, is for us to pick a winner. And we have social media software that allows us to do this totally at random. Anyone who's hashtagged Love of Ada is entered in the contest, and then it'll pick a random winner. Totally fair across the board. And then we just confirm that that winner has hashtagged one of the salons who is paid to participate and who is part of the overall contest. And if they hashtagged it appropriately, then that person wins. If not, we move on and pick the next random winner. So everything's been sorted out and totally legal there. But the winner of the overall national contest gets a $500 gift card toward your salon. So say, for example, like the post I just showed you, I put a picture of my Smooth Infusion on there and I hashtagged Love of Ada and I hashtagged Love Paris Parker, which is their official hashtag. If mine was chosen as the winning photo, Paris Parker would be responsible for giving me that $500 gift card. So if the winning photo is hashtagged at your salon, you're responsible for giving them the $500 gift card. And then the beautiful part is you get a $500 credit back with Imaginal so that you kind of break even on the prize portion of this. So you're getting a VEDA concept benefit reimbursement, and then the grand prize is a break even for you and a great PR opportunity. And I mean, $500 is a large gift card. People can have some fun with that. So that's logistically how that works out. You're also absolutely welcome to pick your own winner or ask us to pick a winner that's specific to your salon. So say the national winner isn't specific to your salon, you could offer a second place prize and say, hey, there's going to be one national $500 winner, but we're also going to do a $250 winner only for people who have entered at our salon. And then if you do that, then the gift card is up to you. You don't get the credit back with us, but that's another great way to incentivize people to participate. So some important dates for you to remember. You need to order by July 27th for the August 14th launch date. The contest runs from August 14th through September 30th. We have the email recommended send dates to your guests is August 18th and September 23rd. And then the contest ends and the winner will be selected on September 30th. And we'll let everyone who participates know who the winner is. And we'll send you a copy of the winning photo so that you can share that with your guests and know what's going on. So that is the end. Thank you very much. There are more details on this and there's pricing on the whole package at imaginalmarketing.com/loveofveda. If you would like a recorded version of the webinar, you can email Lauren at immarketinggroup.com. We didn't want to make it totally public because we don't want everyone to have the same access to this behind the scenes insider information that you all have. But I'm absolutely happy to share with any of you if you want to share with your teams or just review the information again. So now I'm going to take a few minutes and answer questions that have come in during the webinar. And the first one is how to install a tab on your Facebook page. If you want to install the photo contest tab that I showed you earlier, IM needs to help you with that because it's a photo contest software tab that we've developed and that is specific to this. So that's something we would have to do for you. If there's other tabs that you want to install on your Facebook page and you're just asking for, you know, other reasons, each one has a different set of rules and instructions. So give us a call and we can help you walk you through what it is that you're trying to do. Let's see. The next question here is how many salons are you expecting to participate? That is a good question. All of them. We would like all of them to participate. Our goal is to probably get between 15 and 20 salons to participate. I think the more the merrier, the better, the bigger the contest, the cooler it is. We can keep you up to date on how many other people are participating. We don't have like a guaranteed minimum or anything like that, but I feel really confident that we're going to be in the 15 to 20 range and that it's going to be pretty geographically diverse. So, you know, you'll be competing with people all across the country. All right. Let's see. Next question is the guest responsible for showing their post to get the discount? The answer to that is yes. The guest needs to come in and show the post to get the $5 discount. Really, the responsibility is on them to do that. However, I would really highly recommend that if your front desk is searching for those hashtags and for those at mentions on Instagram and Facebook, and they see a guest and they know that they've gotten it, reach out to them and let them know, hey, I saw your post. I'm going to make a note of this on your account. Be proactive about it when you can. It is ultimately up to the guest to come in and show the post and ask for the discount, but the more you can reach out and make it easy on them and let them know that they're appreciated and that you love that they're participating, the better that's going to be for you. So wait a minute and see. I don't think there's any more questions coming through. Okay. Well, my email address is up on the screen. You are absolutely more than welcome to email or call me if you have any questions, or if you're ready to get started, talk to your Imaginal account rep, either Kayla, Kristen, Ryan, or myself, and we'll be more than happy to answer the few little strategy questions that need to be answered and then get you up and running. But thank you all for your time today. Have a great week, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.